write something down in a legible script. As we're approaching the landing strip, new Gibson SG inlaid with pearl. Tonight the Sayak, tomorrow the world. In a Holiday Inn by a nameless river, renew the assault on my lungs and my liver. Well, I'm waiting for the company man. Slip on my kimono that I bought in Japan. Tell the crowd, tell the world, I want everyone to get high. Tell the press, tell the cameras, I want everyone to get high. And the tech crew in Memphis has a present for me. A screen that scrolls lyrics the ones they have on TV. The deluxe model, one of only 4,000 made. Blackout that night in front of 10,000 paid. And in the back lounge in between stops, contingency plans in case the new one flops. Sometimes I wake up coughing up blood. Tonight Indianapolis, tomorrow the flood.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 485. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Mountain Goats. That song is called Passaic, 1975, and it's on the new album In League with Dragons. It came out April 26th on Merge Records. It's the band's 700th record, 701st, I don't know, something like that. Long-running project of John Darnielle. This album is about, I don't know, heroes and fallen heroes, because that's just the way he works there. That song there about Ozzy Osbourne, one of my favorites on the record. It's an interesting album. It doesn't have quite the, I don't know, the impact, I think, that some of the earlier works had. And he's not that person anymore, and I'm probably not that person either, but it's nice to be a tourist, and I wish he would just, you know, do that for me. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. Most of it's really good. I think you're going to enjoy it. I've got a couple of different moods here. We're going to start with a different one. This one is The Umbrellas. The song is called City Song.
Mm-hmm.
That song was by No Suits in Miami. It was called Would You Remember Someone You Care About? It's on the album I Hope That No One Sees Me. It came out April 24th on Repulsive Records, that band based out of Lund in Sweden. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I kind of like that. It has that nice 90s sort of feel of mixing a little bit of indie pop, a little bit of alt rock. I'm feeling it, though. Before that, we heard from the Umbrellas, a band based out of San Francisco. The song is called City Song, and it's on their, I think, six-song EP, Maritime EP. Came out March 22nd on Discontinuous Innovation Records, a label I know nothing about, a band I know very little about as well, but sometimes things just catch my eye and, you know, it's easy to click buy now on Bandcamp and poof, now it's yours. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I'll make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here, something a little more standard for the Too Much Rock podcast. Here's a track by Gentleman Jesse and His Men. It's called Hate to See You Say.
I don't want to treat you like an animal, but you trail me like a last town. You got your tags, you can't be put away. You take the closest breather as your best pal. If they don't listen, then you make your rounds. I can't train you to sit and obey. I hate to see you stay. It looks like a stick around.
I'm
Buckinghamshire in England. Paradise, California was her hometown. Together we made our minds up to be New York City bound. She came to play on Broadway, I came to play my guitar. Together we made our minds up to be big city superstars. We used to laugh at those crazy clothes that the big city folk called style. Until one day when we went home and our very own folks smiled. Who are those New York City pretty babies? And someone laughed out loud. And on Main Street in our high-heeled shoes we gathered quite proud. Look at those New York City pretty babies. How's your bankrupt town? They could say what they liked, it would never get us down. We were New York City pretty to all our many red-necked friends who'd never seen a bleaker street with such a bitter end. And we got no broken dreams to mend. We're just New York City pretty to our country friends. Oh, they put up pictures in the New York Times. We were going to be so well known in the centerfold Cosmo and on the cover of the Rolling Stone. My mother thought we were crazy. Her mother didn't understand. The letters that they'd sent us began, dear, freaked out rock and roll band. We used to laugh at those crazy clothes the big city folk called style. Until that day when we went home and our very own folks smiled. Who are those New York City pretty babies? Someone laughed out loud. And on Main Street in our high-heeled shoes we gathered quite a crowd. But you miss the California sun and I miss that English rain. We said goodbye with a tear in our eye until we'd meet again. Now when we go back home, they say, my, you've grown, and my, but you have changed. Well, we look a little out of place back home on the range, where the fresh air smells a little strange. 'Cause we're New York City pretty, country wise and city witty. And we'll be New York City pretty.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what to think of that one. It's a lot of David Bowie. It's a lot of Lou Reed. It's a lot of Tim Curry. But it is all Clive Kennedy. That song is called New York City Pretty, originally released in 1976. But I just picked that up on the All the Young Droogs compilation that came out February 1st of this year on Cherry Red Records. That is the third disc, and we've heard a track from each of the first two. They're kind of arranged in an order that might make sense. And this one is the artiest of the lot there. And initially, it wasn't my favorite, because I really like my glam stompers rather than my more sentimental, I don't know, even T-Rex to some extent, but certainly Bowie side of glam. This one, however, really grew on me, and there's a lot of tracks on there I enjoy, and that one there is wonderful, and I will be revisiting that one for years to come. Before that, we heard the song Story of My Life. That is the B-side of a 7-inch that came out in 1981 on Double Image Records by the band Stag Marks Gang. The A side of that is the Ain't No Fun on the Dole, which had some minor impact with some people. But that B side there, I kind of like that one. Very derivative from that Cardiff Wells band, but that's okay. I enjoyed it. And then we started that set with Gentleman Jesse and His Men, based out of Atlanta. The track is called Hate to See You Say, and that is the B side of the Brian 7-inch that just came out this year, February 19th, on Wild Honey Records, though recorded in his Leaving Atlanta album sessions a couple years back. This 7-inch, however, just came out to support a particular European tour, I think. But I was able to get my hands on it, and so being a big fan, I was happy to hear that one. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 485. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, we got some things coming up here. On the 18th, Potty Mouth is playing at the Mini Bar. On the 20th, Dave Haas is playing at the Riot Room. On the 22nd, Abandoned Bells at the Brick. On the 30th, Flipper is playing at the Record Bar. On July 5th, we've got Bill Callahan at the Library in Lawrence. On the 6th, Head in the Heart at the Starlight. On the 9th, Priest is playing at Record Bar, or Heartbones are playing at the Riot Room that same night. Heartbones, the project of Sabrina Ellis from Giant Dog and Sean Tillman, a.k.a. Harmar Superstar. So that's going to be a hard choice there, isn't it? Looking a little bit past that, we've got Beth's playing at Record Bar on the 14th, Snail Mail playing at the Granada on the 17th, Built to Spill at the Madrid on the 23rd, and Seesaw at the Mini Bar on the 27th, and we can end it there. At the website, there is, I guess, a little bit new out there. There are photos and videos of the Taco Cat, Sammy Lanzetta, and Wick and the Trick show that happened, oh gosh, back at the end of May. So a little slow on the draw, but there's new stuff out there for you. Anyway, one last track on the podcast here. That's a track by Pelican. The song is called Midnight and Mescaline. It's on the new album Nighttime Stories that just came out June 7th on Southern Lord Records. This Chicago band known for their kind of post-metal, which normally isn't a genre that I enjoy that much. I either prefer kind of a more glorious post-rock or a more definite metal. This kind of splits the difference, and it feels kind of like kissing your sister. So I'm not a giant fan of it, but I wanted to find out what all the fuss was about. So maybe this is something I'm missing. And you're enjoying, and you can tell me all about it and why I'm dead wrong. So anyway, this is Pelican. The song is called Midnight and Mescaline. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.